All right, Freak Show, Wild 94.1. We got a sleep talker.
Yeah.
Apparently, the wife has been taping her husband because she's like, what's so funny?
Mm.
Why you kikiing and laughing so much? Like, can you imagine somebody waking you up like, well, hey, what you in there? Having
who you
fun.
To? Who's over there?
Who the hell's so enjoyable in your sleep, but you ain't got no time to talk to me?
Yeah, you don't laugh with me like that.
You don't
that.
Giggle with me. You having a great kiki and laughing and everything.
A little right. Jealous.
Wait, we got Lay on the phone. Hey, Lay, you a sleep talker?
Yes, I am.
Now, do you remember? Because she's saying she has a problem. He can't answer who he's talking to.
So sometimes I do remember, but sometimes I don't, which is a problem. Like, I just had this problem the other day. Like, I said something about something being hollow. And then my boyfriend woke up and was like, who are you talking to on the phone? And I was like, nobody. I was asleep.
Something was hollow and he has no idea. He's like, what is that?
No, he was like, who are you talking to? You said hello. Who are you talking to? And I was like, I don't even know. I was asleep.
Wow. Okay. So now if you hear her recording and trying to figure it out, if your man was trying to figure out what you say to your sleep, wouldn't you be worried?
No, I wouldn't be, only because I know sometimes you can't even understand what I'm saying, and sometimes you can. And sometimes I hear myself and it wakes me up.
You're just having a full on conversation waking yourself up.
Who said that?
Yeah.
Who talking to me? Yo, you crazy, lady. All right, sweetie. I appreciate it. Wow. Let's see here. Sean is on the phone. Hey, Sean.
Yeah, what's up?
You said you were a sleep talker when you grew up too?
Yeah.
Okay, now
I used to have conversations with my aunt and my mother trying to figure out who the hell I was talking to.
Oh, man.
So wait, because this chick is like, he doesn't remember, so she thinks it's shade, like he's hiding something.
I mean, I didn't really remember, but I would give my mom bits and pieces and she would try to figure out and put it together. But maybe he doesn't want to tell her because she's probably, he'll probably think that he's crazy.
Or thinking about somebody else. I mean, it's a good point.
That's where I would definitely wake somebody up. Sorry if that sounds nuts, but if I hear you probably having sex with somebody else in your dreams, but what if I hear you moaning and groaning and saying somebody else's name? Oh, you're being woken up.
I mean, okay. Well, if you're over there in a full-on threesome or something, sure. Go ahead and wake me up. But this dude is over here having a conversation, yeah. And she's taping the words to try and play back to figure out what he's saying. This means you're responsible for your dreams. Mm-hmm. That's just, we can gavel it and say, whatever your mate is dreaming about next to them, you now get a vote.
Yeah, that's too much pressure. Don't hold me down for that. But I wonder if sleep talking, you know how like somebody who sleepwalks, they say you shouldn't like wake them up because
yes.
For whatever reason. I wonder right. If sleep talking is kind of similar to that, because that's like a deep REM sleep that you're in. You
it
don't
sounds
wake
like
somebody up from that.
Well, she says she's
she don't care.
She said he won't answer. Like she's interrogating him right there. That's just crazy.
My daughter does this, and your girlfriend does too. But it's weird. So I'm like, who's in the room? What is she talking about? What's going on? And sometimes it'll be like minions. You know, it'll just be like some awkward conversation.
Minions. But see, my husband is crazy when it comes to his dreams. He talks as well. Just last night, he threw his pillow. And was like, what the hell was that? I think dreams are just dreams. Unless it's recurring, then maybe it'd be a bit concerning.
Okay, maybe if you're scared about the situation, it could come up again.
If I had a girl that was jealous of my dreams, I think that would be a deal breaker right there.
Yeah. Like you controlling too much.
You really are.
Like I can't even escape you in sleep.
Yeah. Let me live.
We got a text out of 702 says she is tripping. Uh-huh. I've talked in my sleep and I don't remember a thing. She is looking for something to yell at that poor man for. Maybe she is has her own guilty conscience. Let the man have his dreams. She wrong for going the extra mile.
Oh, interesting. That's what they always say about cheaters.
One more.
What? If you're always asking if somebody's cheating, you're probably the one doing the dirt. That is a thing.
We got another text. It says, I'm a sleep talker, and it flares up when I'm having anxiety issues. Instead of being worried about him, be happier. It'll help his dreams. You need to ask him if he has any issues, what he has on his mind.
Interesting.
This lady sounds like she gonna get down by his ear and say, I'm talking to them too. Let me in the conversation.
To be true, that was just a little tea. The real thing is coming up at 6 o'clock.
Orlando and the Free Show.
You know.
Morning, 6 to 10 a.m.
On Wild 94.1.
The Bay's Party Station.
Station. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.